Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly With Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly With Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. All I want in life is tons of adventures to look back on. The train ride to Copenhagen from Hamburg was incredible because the train would drive into a gigantic ferry boat to continue the journey at sea. By the time we had settled in it, it was close to sunset, and I was mesmerized with the view from the top deck of the boat. Rika, my Danish friend, who I had met in Barcelona 2 years ago in a Spanish lesson, came to pick me up at the station in Copenhagen. She had invited me 2 years earlier when she left, and we'd always kept touch. Although we had only briefly met and shared a meal once in Barcelona, I felt like we had been friends for a long time. Rika struck me as a very gentle woman who had great taste and philosophy in art and life when we first met. She was also passionate about art and had been dedicated to helping artists get their work seen and appreciated around the world for many years. She was very warm and open with me, taking good care of me while I was in Copenhagen and showing me around the museums and cafes of downtown Copenhagen. There is something very special about reconnecting with old friends I met on the road in their home cities. Then Pally decided to fly out from Reykjavik in Iceland and visit me in Copenhagen. Pally and I became really close after I visited Iceland early that year, and we had traveled to many cities together after my visit to Reykjavik. He had come to stay with me in Barcelona in March for a week. Then we visited Vilnius in Lithuania in May. We also had a summer camping trip to the West Fjords in Iceland and had often talked about visiting Copenhagen together. During the 3 years I was in Europe, I had been out on dates with some incredible men. However, the only one I had a unique connection was with this Icelandic man. Pally was tall, good-looking, intelligent, strong in character, and had a heart of gold. Although he was 6 years younger than I was, we could talk for hours on many different and interesting topics. Most importantly, he could understand my humor and always responded back with quick wit. I enjoyed looking at his gray eyes and hearing his life stories and traveling together. Pally was also the only person who I had shared a train ride with on this Eurail journey, which made him even more special and unique in my life. We took the train from Copenhagen and went across the border to arrive in Malmo in Sweden, where we rented an Airbnb. I finally had some rest after 40 days of non-stop moving and meeting people, With Pally, I could be totally relaxed and let my guard down, and even be vulnerable at times. I felt Pally was the person who understood me the most in the world. While Pally was with me, bad news came from China, where the publisher made a sudden decision against publishing my book due to the tension between China and Taiwan. I had spent 2,000 euros hiring an illustrator, sending the draft, and finalized the book and all the contracts that were sent from China and sent back from Spain. All the back and forth now seemed like a useless act. Losing money also made it feel like a scam, as this book had been part of the reason that I wanted to move back to Asia. I had even planned the book signing in Shanghai on Christmas Day. I couldn't help but burst into tears. Seeing Pally lying by my side, I feel I might have made a big mistake by leaving Europe and having sold all my things in Spain. There was no turning back. I feel so humiliated and also saddened by the situation. Pally knew that I had been working on that book for the whole year with all of the ups and downs that come with writing a book. He got up and played the song on his phone. My tears dried up quickly. It was magical. Always look on the bright side of life. He also sang along with it. Like each of us, Pally had experienced some unpleasant events in his life, but he was also often the brightest and the most positive person I knew. If he could still see life this way after all the unpleasant events, I could too. Maybe something better was meant to come later. I was also thankful that while I was having the hardest moment of my trip, I wasn't alone. Time seemed slow, and the air had a bittersweet feeling when we were in Malmo. However, it was also time to say goodbye to Pally and continue on the rest of my journey before leaving Europe. Pally gave me lots of kisses in those 3 days we were together. Even though that could be our last meeting, we both knew we would cherish those memories we created dearly. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing interesting stories that occurred in Budapest, Hungary. This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.